If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
The champ is here! 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 The champ is here!
Allow me to reintroduce myself. My name is
Warren. It's Warren Valentine.
Let me just say, I did not come here to show out. I did not come here to impress you. Because to tell you the truth, when I leave here, I'm gone. And I don't care what you think about me. But just remember, when it hits the fan, brother, whether it's next year, 10 years, 20 years from now, you'll never be able to say that these brothers lied to you, Jack.
It's the Warren Valentine Show.
Huh. All right. Welcome to the second hour of the show. 919-410-7735. If you want to get in on the show today, of course, we're going to have the Builders segment coming up with my man Marvin walking in just a few. So we were talking about Omarosa and what happened with the president calling her dog. And I was telling you that this isn't about Omarosa. This is about all of us. It's about all of us working together, coming together, and understanding that we've allowed the nation and each other to become comfortable with disrespect. We have. It's not about if you like her or dislike her. And see, we've gotten so used to it, we are desensitized to it. Oh, nothing we can do. Black people call each other that word all the time. Women call each other that word all the time. Nothing we can do. We can't do nothing but march and pray, complain. That's what we can do. I disagree. Completely disagree. Let me tell you what we can do. If you've listened to this show, I've given you this formula before. I'll give it to you again. It is very little simple things that we can do. First thing, don't vote. Stop voting. Stop voting. If you're voting for Democrats or Republicans and they're not doing what you want them to do, why are you voting for them? I mean, real talk, why are you voting for him? If you have no agenda on the table, what difference does it make who's in office? Now, I just want you to be real with yourself here. Everybody who loved Obama, did your life change under the 8 years of Obama? Everybody in Chicago, it's been Democrat when my mama was a kid in Chicago, 60 years ago. And it's been Democrat since. Has Chicago got any better for Inglewood, K-Town, Wild Hundreds? Under the Democrat control? I mean, my thing is this. I'm not telling you not to vote. I'm telling you, if your agenda isn't important to the person who's running for a political office where you live, even if you vote for a Democrat, if your agenda isn't their agenda, you still ain't getting nothing. You know that, right? You ain't getting nothing. If your agenda is not their agenda, you're not getting nothing. Not one thing. Not nothing. So make them earn your vote. See, let me tell you what we've become, in especially in the Black community when it comes to voting. We've become comfortable. We've become lazy. And because we've become comfortable and lazy, we're not even attractive to the Democrats anymore. Oh, they ain't going nowhere. They've been here for years. Don't nobody else want them. We can just tell them anything, treat them any kind of way. They're going to be here. They're going to vote no matter what. No matter what, we got their vote in the bag, so we ain't even worried about it. So the Democrats ain't trying to do nothing for us. Republicans, they think we the married chick in the club. They walk in and be like, oh, you beautiful. Oh, you got a ring on. My bag. We know you already committed to the Democrats, so we know we ain't got a chance right here. So why should we even listen or care about trying to do something for y'all? And so now we just, you know, somebody said we the Democrats' side chick. No, the side chick get benefits. The side chick is the one you take on trips, take the nice restaurant, because she the side chick. She make you feel young and good again. She the fun girl. We getting treated like the woman you've been with for 20 years. That's who we getting treated like. She ain't going nowhere. I'm tired of her mouth anyway. You want to leave? Leave. Go right ahead. Where you going? I thought so. You come back. Come on back. The side chick get the benefits. Hell, I wish we was the side chick. The side chick get romance. The woman for 20 years, she don't get no romance. Not at all. She don't even get foreplay. This is the problem that we got. The problem that we got is that we have allowed everybody else to become comfortable with us. And then we've become comfortable with how they treat us. We've become comfortable with how they treat us. And then you hear, let me tell you what's always funny to me. Whenever I hear, and look, I got respect for all these people. I do. I got respect for them, and a lot of them I got mad love for. But when I hear Joe Madison, you need to register and vote Democrat. When I hear Sharpton, you need to register and vote Democrat. When I hear Jess, you gotta register and vote Democrat. It make me be like, man. As my daughter would say, Daddy, you got to stop thinking old. That was the case back in the 60s, 70s, and 80s. It's a different day. It's a different day today. Because just registering to vote ain't doing nothing. It's not. We've been registering and voting forever. We registered and vote. We got Obama in office. What we get? We registered and vote. We got Rahm Emanuel in office in Chicago. What we get? We've been going to register and vote. We've been voting Democrats in. I'm sorry, but I don't see. What we've gotten. So I don't want to just register and vote Democrat. I want to register and get my agenda on the table. I want whoever we vote for to look at us and say, yep, we're going to do this for y'all. Yep, we're going to make this happen for y'all. Now, as much as you may not like Donald Trump, I give Trump credit for two things. I give him credit for two major things. One, everything that he done told people that he was going to try to do, he didn't try to do it. Whether you like it or not, he didn't try to do it. From building the wall to getting rid of health care to all this other stuff, he's tried to do it. At least he's tried to do it. You may not like it, but he kept his word on that. He might have lied another 900,000 times, but he's keeping his word on that. I give him props for that. The second thing that I give him props for is he don't care who toes he step on. He don't. To the point where he's bullied all of Washington, D.C. Look, the Republicans are afraid of this man, and so is the Democrats. Both of them afraid of him. Even if the Democrats become the House and the Senate, they're not going to impeach him. They're afraid of him. And I give him credit for that, because he then went up there and straight mollywopped some people, and now these folks are afraid. They're afraid. He run in Washington, D.C. like he the Gooch. He the invisible bully. They don't even know where he coming from. That man, the Gooch, the Trump. You better watch out for the Trump. I give him props for that. I give him complete props for that. He's running D.C. like he the Gooch. Obama was up there trying to be friends with everybody. Can't be friends with everybody. We come back. I give you a couple of more things. If we don't get Marvin right here, if we get Marvin after that interview, I give you two more things we can do right now that'll change everything. Talking to the WB.
It may have been a messy divorce that suddenly cut your income in half, but not your bills. It might have been an injury or illness, or your boss just cutting back your hours. It doesn't really matter how you got in over your head. It only matters that you are, and that we're here to help. If you've got over $10,000 in credit card debt and you can't ever see breaking free, then call Action Debt and do it now. Being in over your head is a vicious cycle. One day late, they charge you a late fee. Miss a payment, they double your rate. You just don't think it's fair, and neither do we. This is not bankruptcy or just a simple rate reduction plan. We fight for you using our proven experience in the insider programs that credit card companies try to hide. If you owe at least $10,000 to the credit card companies, you owe it to yourself to call Action Debt at 800-384-7099. Just because you got in over your head doesn't mean you have to stay there forever. Call 800-384-7099 today, and we can be on your side tomorrow. 800-384-7099. 800-384-7099.
Starting a business can be tough, but getting the word out about your business through a great website can be even tougher. That's why you need spotonwebsite.com. At spotonwebsite.com, you can register your company's domain name and even build your website overnight. It's fast, easy, and most of all, it's sure to fit your budget. Spotonwebsite.com has a wide range of internet products and solutions to make the most of your website, even on a small business budget. Log on today and see for yourself at spotonwebsite.com.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp. Get started with your idea. Call for free information.
Call 1-800-607-8945. That's 1-800-607-8945.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
As a small business owner, there's one word that you absolutely dread: payroll. For small businesses, it's a big burden. You may think you're saving time and money doing it yourself, but come on, are you? Timesheets, processing checks, calculating taxes, a total waste of your time. Paychex simplifies payroll processing, saving you time and money. Submit your payroll online, fax it in, or call your dedicated Paychex payroll specialist. And you're done! Learn more at TryPaychex.com. Come on, do the math. The IRS dishes out 8 million penalties a year. Make one mistake and you're on the hook. On average, you're losing nearly one business day every month doing payroll. That's time and money you'll never get back, unless you get Paychex. More than 500,000 small businesses already do. Call 877-649-5324. Trade payroll pressure for peace of mind. Call now, 877-649-5324. That's 877-649-5324.
Missed an episode of your favorite show? No worries. Catch all the episodes on demand at biztalkradio.com.
I'm not saying that he doesn't like white people. I'm saying he has a problem. He has a... This guy is, I believe, a racist.
He is post-racial, by all appearances. I forgot he was black tonight for an hour.
We've already donated to Haiti. It's called the U.S. income tax.
It is as though we are still on a plantation.
Roy Valentine, the number one Trump fighter in America.
To change what's going on, right? We can also, outside of getting our agenda on the table and controlling our vote, right? One of the things that we can do, and this is a simple thing to do, really. Respect. Respect one another. And when you see somebody disrespecting somebody, say something about it. Because if we make it the norm that we have respect for each other, it makes everybody else respect us. See, the reason we've fallen into this lackadaisical mode about what's going on is because we watch this stuff happen and other people start doing it, and then other people start doing it, and then people say, oh, that's just the way it is. No, it's the way you made it. It's not the way it is. It's the way you made it. You made it like this. You made it like this. It's not the way it is. You let it become this way. So if we can start making it where when we see somebody disrespecting a black woman, we immediately defend that black woman. We ain't got to know what she did. We ain't got to know what she said. Just defend her. Why? Because if we make that the norm, they'll stop disrespecting black women. Let's stop disrespecting black men. Oh, he lazy. Oh, he a baby daddy. Oh, he didn't see. Oh, they. No. No. He's not a baby daddy. He's a father. No, he's not lazy. The system is set up for him not to be able to do certain things. See, we got to look at this in a different light. We got to look at this in a different light. How many of y'all ever been to Hawaii? You know, Hawaii got all these islands. It's not just the big island. They got all these other islands, right? Now, I've never personally been. I've been to every state in the United States except for Hawaii and Alaska. Them the only two places I've never been in America. I've been everywhere. I've been to Wyoming, North Dakota, South Dakota, you know, Utah. I done been all these places. But Hawaii has these string of islands. And the only reason I know this is because I do a lot of research. I research stuff that other people don't even think about researching. And usually is I'm researching one thing, and I see something in that research that sparks my mind to go look up something else. But Hawaii has an island that the locals will not let anybody touch this island. They live on the island. They won't let them change it. They won't let them industrialize it. They won't let them do nothing on this island. Nothing. They're willing to die if you come over there trying to do it. Now, imagine this is just the locals telling America they can't do anything on this island. What if we was like that? What if we was like that? What if we were a people that we say, you know what? We're not going to let you disrespect us no more. It's not okay to keep incarcerating us. No, it's not okay to keep killing unarmed black people. No, it's not okay to disrespect black women. It's not okay to disrespect our intellect. And see, one of the craziest things to me about the disrespect of the intellect, if you look at right now, but what's amazing, you know, I have to laugh at this, but if you look right now, almost 70% of all the things that's been created in this country has been created by somebody of color. And then if you look at the rate of excellence per ethnicity, anything somebody of color has gotten the opportunity to do and had an equitable position in it, they always end up being the best at it. Whether it's golf with Tiger Woods or tennis with Serena and Venus, whether it's mathematics, whether it's any kind of sporting event, whether it's even teaching and cooking. I mean, this is, and for people to say, well, they don't have intellect, that shows me how stupid you are. And so we have to get into this mindset of no more. No more of this. Nope. Not disrespecting. Nope. Not letting this happen. So it's not even a question. And look, fellas, let me say this, right? Let me have this real conversation with my fellas out here, with my dudes, right? Let me have this real conversation. I know sometimes they make you so mad you wanna call them out their name. I know they make you so mad that sometimes you want to say something. But what makes you a man, what makes you a man is understanding how to control that emotion. When you can control your emotion, that's when you truly become a man. When you want to whoop somebody's butt, but you don't. When you want to cuss her out, but you don't. When you strong enough to say, let me look at this and see if it logically makes sense. My boys think I'm crazy. Let me tell you why my boys think I'm crazy. My boys think I'm crazy because I'm the type of dude like this. I look at everything. And when I say I look at everything, I mean even situations where should I have sex with this person or not? Should I date this person or not? My boys be like, man, you are crazy. It's not that I'm crazy. I'm trying to look at this and say, okay, let me take my emotions out of this and the fact that I might want to smash and look at this from a different point of view. Because just because you want to do it don't mean you should do it. And I tell them all the time, y'all ain't grown yet. They be like, you crazy. I'm like, no, you ain't grown. Because if you ain't man enough to understand that even though you want to smash and even though you could smash, sometimes you got to say, no, I'm not going to do that because it's going to mess up something else. That's being a man. All right, we come back. We'll finish this up. You listen to WB.
Technology Truths, brought to you by GEICO.
Technology Truths.
Truth, you have 14 login passwords, and you can't remember any of them.
Doug 1, Doug 2, Doug is awesome. Doug is awesome, 1, 2, 3.
Truth, it's so easy to switch and save on car insurance at GEICO.com.
Doug is super cool, ampersand, underscore, exclamation point, 1985.
Knew it.
GEICO, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-285-4765 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-285-4765. Again, 800-285-4765.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
Does your water stain and damage your fixtures? Does it smell or taste bad? Are you worried about what's in your water? Water quality should not be painful and worrisome. Get HydroCare Water Systems from Wave Home Solutions with the most advanced purification technologies. Call Wave Home Solutions today at 1-888-989-WAVE or go to greathealthywater.com. HydroCare will eliminate lime scale that causes hundreds of dollars in damage to pipes and appliances without using salt. Well water will no longer smell or stain your fixtures. City water will be purified of harmful chlorine, lead, arsenic, and chemicals. Wave Home Solutions provides the cleanest, healthiest water at every faucet. Satisfaction guaranteed. For more information, call 1-888-989-WAVE, 1-888-989-WAVE, or go to greathealthywater.com. That's greathealthywater.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Watch some of your favorite shows on BizTV. Check to see if you get BizTV
by going to BizTV.com.
And now, back to BizTalk Radio.
There's so many young people dying in the streets, and education is a way to change that and opportunity. Mr. President, how do we emphasize this?
Well, look, the most important thing starts with parenting. Talking to young people constantly about the need to be focused on education. The second thing we've got to do is we've got to make sure we've got great teachers in the classroom.
What I want you to take seriously is what we have to do for the youth.
Carry on the struggle.
Warren Valentine, coast to coast and around the world.
Your child is my child. My child is your child. We should be looking out for each other's kids and working together to make sure that all these kids have a great opportunity, even if they come from a household that's not perfect.
Warren, I completely agree.
Join the truth fighters and right now.
All right. So somebody asked a question. As we're talking solutions, somebody asked the question, would you marry Omarosa? Yeah. Why wouldn't I? See, but I have a different perspective on Omarosa than you guys have, because your perspective on Omarosa is based off of what you see on television and what you've seen her doing protecting Donald Trump. My perspective of Omarosa is based on what I've seen her do for young black women at Howard University, what I've seen her do for young black women out in Los Angeles at the magazine that she was president of and running. Is based on what I've seen her do at different events for black women all across the country. My perspective is a different perspective. And see, this is a hypothetical because she's already married, of course. But I think the question was asked because it's like, you know, would you be with somebody who's selling us out? Well, was she selling us out or was she playing the game? Because if she was selling us out, she wouldn't have been doing all the scholarships and raising money and paying for people to go to college out of her own pocket that she was doing for black women all across the country. I mean, so the thing of it is when you're talking about reality television, you do understand that it's a show. It's not real. And the game that she was playing for Trump was for her to get in that position of the White House, y'all. That was the whole game. The game was to stay relevant, get in that White House, get some attention, make some money. Now, if you don't think that was the game, let me just show you where you're wrong. Think about all the conversations she's recorded. Why would she need to record all these conversations? She recorded all these conversations because she knew she wasn't going to be there forever, and she knew this was going to be her book deal. She went in the door planning the law. Let me tell you, I talked about this the other day, right? You got to play the long game. Omarosa played the long game on Trump. That's what she did. She played the long game. She didn't care what nobody thought, because she knew she was going to get paid at the end of the day. It was the long game. Let me go in here. Let me say nice things. Let me look like I'm Team Trump. But let me record everything. Because at the end of the day, he's going to fire me just like he's fired me before in the past. But this time, it's jackpot. Now, y'all do realize, if you don't understand that this is part of the game, let me give you a different demonstration of her in part of the game. Y'all do realize she's worked in the White House before for Clinton. She was part of the Clinton administration. Did y'all know that? She wished she could have had access and recorded all the stuff in the Clinton White House because she'd have been rich then because of the Monica Lewinsky thing. She didn't do it. This time, she did. That's all. Sometimes folks are playing the long game. And you don't understand they playing the long game because you're seeing what you're seeing on television. That's what you're doing. You're seeing what you're seeing on TV. And so you got to sometimes look behind the scenes. That's all. Sometimes you just got to look behind the scenes. Now, let's get back to solutions. All right? We talked about respect. We talked about controlling our vote. Now, the other solutions that we need to work on that doesn't cost anything that we can do right now. We need to be pouring into our kids like never before. Because we need to make sure our kids are pre-tracked before they even get a chance in life. Okay? We need to make sure that they're not being pre-tracked, meaning that they're getting in underperforming classes and that be their track for the rest of their high school and college life, if they even get to college. We got to understand that these kids, the reason they can build prisons based on third graders is because they look at how many of them are in underperforming classes. Because if they're in underperforming classes, they know they're going to be the people of the population of America that's going to be the poor. Okay? They know this by third grade. Stop trusting these teachers with medical observations. These teachers didn't go to medical school, and they're telling you your kid got ADHD and they need to be on medication. Your kid's just hyper. Your kid need to run around. They need recess again. Don't let them put your kids on medication and dope up your kids for the rest of their life. And I know it's people working 2-3 jobs. You got a lot going on, but you have to pour into your kid now, because if they get in the wrong track, their lives will be screwed forever. Even if it's a low performing school overall, you want them taking the highest level of classes that lower performing school have, because even in the higher level of those classes, it still equals out to be average for everywhere else. So at least your kid is getting that average track instead of an underperforming track. Okay? All right? Next thing. Now, hear me out. We need to understand the difference between God and religion. God and religion are two different things, y'all. And we need to be able to understand that. Most people don't understand that. You equate them as one. They're not one. Religion and God are two different things. Two different things. I mean, look, I talked about this the other day. Most black people are raised one or two ways. They either believe in Christianity in some form, shape, you know, whether it's Protestant or Jehovah's Witness or whatever you claim, and Baptist, or Muslim, okay? Let's look at Christianity. The Ku Klux Klan, everything they claim is based off of Christianity. You just had, the other day, 300 priests in the big scandal of raping boys and girls in the Catholic Church in Pennsylvania. And they didn't hid it so well that many of them will never be tried because it's past the statute of limitations. This is Christianity. Christianity is the only religion. You can do whatever you want to do as long as you say, "Father, forgive me for my sins before you die." You ain't got to ever pray. You just got to be baptized and say, "Father, forgive me for my sins before I die." And you can go to heaven. Guess who made Christianity? The same people who came over to Africa. When they first came to Africa, they didn't come with guns. They came with books, Bibles. They came with Bibles. I'm just saying, I want you to understand it's the difference between God and religion. I believe in God. I believe in the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. I just don't believe in religion. I don't claim religion. I claim spirituality. Because I don't believe in religion, because it's something that man created, and man, by nature, will change words to fit what they want to. This is why you hear folks all the time talking about the Bible says. The Bible says, you ain't even looked. When the last time you picked up a Bible telling me what the Bible said? Oh, man, we've finished out the show. You listen to the WB.
Attention investors, respected names in the financial services industry are not evaluating if there will be a significant market downturn, but when. Higher interest rates and prospects of a trade war suggest the stock market is headed into a perilous direction. Subprime mortgages, which are back, could potentially devastate the real estate market, as they did before. And with stocks simply overdue for a fall after this second longest bull run in history, even bullish analysts are recognizing these indicators that equities are in big trouble and have projected stock market losses up to 40%. You can protect your IRA or 401k for maximum safety and opportunity with physical gold and silver, as they are assets that remain genuine stores of value no matter what's happening in the marketplace. Call Augusta Precious Metals today at 855-858-5806. That's 855-858-5806 to get your free guide to precious metals investing. Call Augusta Precious Metals today at 855-858-5806. That's 855-858-5806.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-521-9579 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-521-9579 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-521-9579. That's 1-800-521-9579. Again, 1-800-521-9579.
Time changes everything. For me, becoming a single father of two young kids, it changed my ability to use my timeshare. The frustration of not being able to use it was compounded by annual maintenance fees that nearly tripled over a three-year period. I was desperate to get out. After searching online for sell my timeshare or get out of my timeshare, it just looked like one scam after another. I needed a real, permanent, and legitimate way to get out of this for good. I'm Brandon Reed, the founder of Timeshare Exit Team. We will get you out of the timeshare you can't use or can't afford anymore. We get people out safely, legally, and permanently. We are more successful because we have more solutions. Schedule a free consultation to review your ownership situation and find the best strategy for you. If we can't get you out, we will give you a full refund. Call Timeshare Exit Team today.
Call 800-929-8112. That's 800-929-8112. That's 800-929-8112.
Call Timeshare Exit Team today.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-569-3414. That's 800-569-3414. Again, 800-569-3414.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
From Main Street to Wall Street, we have the business content you need. So sit back, take notes, and tell your friends about Biz Talk Radio.
Welcome back to the Warren Valentine Show, heard coast to coast and border to border, giving the truth fighters a voice in the call for justice. Join the truth fighters in full effect right now, right now, right now.
All right, let me thank everybody who's watched the show, everybody who's listening to the show. Tell your friends and family members, everybody on YouTube, please share the show. We've been talking about the solutions now. What do we need to do? The other thing that we need to do is this, and this may be the most important thing, right? Well, it's two things, and they're equal to me, and these are the two most important things. First, we have to ride for each other, point blank, period. It don't matter whatever they saying in the media, whatever we may think about the person. In public, we need to ride for the person, point blank. We need to be just like every other community because they ride for their people. They ride for them. Now, behind closed doors, we can dog them. We can tell them they're wrong. We can show them the truth. But in public, nope. We need to be riding for each other. We need to be riding for each other because that's what they do. That's the other thing that I will give Trump and his people credit for. They will look, he will lie and they will continue the lie for him. They will not change the lie, even though they know it's a lie. They stand up and lie for him and with him. They ride. We need to be the exact same way. Because if we were like that, a lot of the disrespect that happens, a lot of the nonsense that happens to us as a people in this country would not be going on because they would know if they do something out of pocket, you ain't fighting one, you fighting all. See, I don't know how y'all grew up, but see, the way I grew up was simply like this. Once I got my core group of friends who I've been friends with for over 35 years, if one of them got into a fight, all of us got into a fight. And our parents was like, if he fighting, you better be fighting. Our parents was like that with all of us. If he in trouble, you better be right there to help him out. Because, and I tell people all the time, my boys ain't even boys to me. They my brothers. Because I know their whole family. They know my whole family. We've been in each other's every major event from graduations to people passing to babies being born. We've been there at each other's major events. Their mamas is my mama. My mama was their mama. And it was just that was the attitude. The attitude is I'm with you. I'm with you. I don't care what you're doing. I don't care what didn't happen. I'm still with you. I'm rolling with you. I'm like that to this day. When I do anything, once I'm saying I'm with somebody, I'm with you. Ain't nobody else gonna change that. I'm rolling with you. I'm gonna see this through with you. We gonna roll. We gonna roll till the wheels fall off of this and see what happens. Because to me, that means something. It means something when you know, man, you know what? When I turn around, as my mother used to say, you don't want to be like Michael Jackson one day and you look to your left and Jermaine is not there anymore. You want to always look to your left and see Jermaine standing right there. And see, that's the way I am with my boys. This is where I am when I do stuff with people. If I'm with you, I'm with you. When you look to your left, I'm going to be standing right there. I'm always going to be right there to the left. We need to get that mentality in our community. And like I said, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying we give people a pass. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is this. Publicly, I'm standing on the left right there. When we go behind closed doors, what the hell was you thinking? We need to fix this. You know what I'm saying? But I don't need to say that publicly. Don't nobody need to know that. That's in-house. That's in-house. That's our business. Then the other thing that we must have, we must have this. We got to lose the fear, y'all. We afraid of everything. We afraid to step out and try our own things, entrepreneurs. We afraid to leave relationships that we really don't want to be in. We in them, but don't really want to be in them because we afraid to get into the dating field. We afraid to be alone. We afraid we can't afford it. We teach that fear to our kids. They grow up living in fear, living afraid. We do it in our workplaces. Well, I better not apply for this job. I'm going to make my manager mad if I apply for this job. He's going to know I want another job. What? Let me tell you when I realized something. Let me tell you something. I had the biggest epiphany of my life when I lived with four white dudes. That time living with them changed my whole thought process because they had no fear. They didn't have fear about nothing. They had fear about approaching women. They didn't have fear about investing in stuff. They didn't have fear. They just, oh, it may work. It may not. Let's give it a shot. What? Dude. I only got $50 left to my name. Oh, Warren, you're going to drink that money anyway. Give me 25 of it. Look, if it works, you'll get 100 back. If not, don't worry about it. What? But they were right. They were right. When look, the white folks don't walk around in fear. They're not on their jobs thinking, well, I better not apply for another job because I'm going to make the manager mad. No, they in their job thinking, well, I'm going to end up taking the manager job any day now. So I'm going to do what I want to do. That's what they walking around thinking. We walking around, I'm so happy to have a job, sir. Yes, sir, I'm happy to have a job. No, sir, I don't want to advance. No, I train the young one, and he can have that position. We are afraid. We've given them. Just like I told you from the beginning, let me end the show like this. What did I tell you? We've made them comfortable enough to feel like they can do that. Trump feels comfortable enough to call a black woman a dog, a black man unintelligent, to talk about Auntie Maxine and her looks. He's comfortable enough to do that because we've made it that comfortable for him. You know what that comfortableness is called? White privilege. We've given them white privilege. Because we've allowed it to be comfortable to have. Look, get the book. Get in on these stocks. I'm going to get these stocks Friday morning. So get in these stocks. If you get in, come on and get in. Club44@att.net on PayPal. Get it in as soon as you can. All right. If you don't do nothing else, tell somebody you love them and appreciate them. You may not get that chance tomorrow. That's why I tell you every day I love you with the love of Jesus. God bless you. I will talk to you guys tomorrow. Go to the website, thewbshow.com, and get the ebooks. Get the credit book. Everybody, even if you don't buy the business of love, get the credit book. I'm going to take it down soon, and it's something you want, and that's something you're going to keep and to help your kids, too. All right, guys. Talk to you guys tomorrow. Listen.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.